general, we try Fridays to either have an overview of the daf for learning, something on the Parsha Negeila Halacha, or something on Yom Tov. I would like to Be'ez Hashem begin this week a series of shurim b'negeya to making early Shabbos and try to go through everything that's negeya la'alacha and making early Shabbos. These parts about when you make the early Shabbos, how early you daven. We're going to try to focus today mainly about the deraisa of Kriya Shema. That's going to be relevant. That's relevant every single day of the year. Kriya Shema Shel Arvus. But what did it get in effect because of making the early Shabbos? You made the early Shabbos, whether how early, the first plaque, the second plaque. We'll get into that in a further time, further discussion. You made an early Shabbos, and of course, after Ma'ariv, the Gabbai makes an announcement. Don't forget to say over to repeat Kriya Shema. You have to repeat Kriya Shema because you said Kriya Shema too early. You said it before the Zman. Whatever a person's Zman is, you hold the earlier Zman, the later Zman, the Rabbeinu Tam, whenever you hold the Zman, but you, if you made an early Shabbos, you're for sure before the Zman Kriya Shema, you have to repeat Kriya Shema. So what does it mean you have to repeat Kriya Shema? You have a chiv to say Kriya Shema, and you came home now. Do you have to wait to start your meal to say Kriya Shema? I mean, if you're going to have to wait, you basically didn't gain anything with making early Shabbos. You have to wait to say Kriya Shema, or you could start your meal, and you'll say Kriya Shema later.
Why does it tell us?
There's a halacha, which we'll get to in a minute. There's a halacha that you, when you have a mitzvah standing in front of you, you're not allowed to sit down for a suda. So now you'll tell me it's still early, it's still light outside. So let's see. The Shulchan Aruch says, we'll get to in a minute. The Shulchan Aruch says, Uba mincha. Once plaque comes around, yachal hadlik, you could do adlock the mitzvahs adlock snares, be makabel shavas, you could have a myriv. Velechol niyad. The Shulchan Aruch says you could eat right away. Right when you finish myriv, you come home, you start to suda shavas. Asks the Beis Yosef, how could you start the Suda Shabbos? You have a mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and these halacha also lechol until you read Kriya Shema Shel Arvus, till you say Kriya Shema. So how are you allowed to go and lechol but you have to sit down to the Suda? L'chor you have to say Kriya Shema. So the Beis Yosef says that since you already davened Ma'ariv and you said Kriya Shema with Ma'ariv after the plaque, so even though there are shittas that say that you weren't yoytze because you have to say it bezman after it's vade laila, still you could sit down and you could eat the suda and you don't have to say Kriya Shema. That's what the Beis Yosef says to explain. That's why l'halacha, the Beis Yosef says, which is gepaskin the Shulchan Aruch, v'lechol miyad, you're allowed to come home and eat the suda right away. That's what the Beis Yosef says.
That should be an issue for every day of the year. You daven ma'ariv at 10 o'clock, you eat dinner at 7.
If you daven ma'ariv later. Very good, we're going to get to that. Yitzi, excellent. We're going to get to that shortly. The halacha is a general halacha, not only Shabbos, right? Just to speak about one point about even Ma'ariv itself, that if a person has a Shomer, you can eat. And sometimes if you have a minyan Ma'ariv Kavua, that blives like a Shomer. But let's try to focus now mainly on early Shabbos, but you're right, it also, it's a big nafka min al-gabe every day. So we see the Beis Yosef says la halacha, a person is allowed to sit down and eat v'lechol miyad. The Magen Avraham takes issue. The Magen Avraham says l'maisa the Rosh and most of the poskim say that you're not yotze with the Kriya Shema after plag. Since you're not yotze with the Kriya Shema after plag, with the early Shabbos Kriya Shema, since you weren't yotze Kriya Shema, so why are you allowed to sit down to eat the meal v'lechol miyad? You're not allowed to eat. Says the Magen Avraham. That Enechanami, if it's within a half hour of this man Kriya Shema, which means, let's say a person has this man of 42 minutes after Shkia, and he didn't make such an early Shabbos, and he got shmoozed a little bit after davening, and by the time he came home, he's within a half hour time frame to this man Kriya Shema. Says the Magen Avraham, you have to wait. That means a person comes home, let's say 15 minutes after Shkia, and it's within a half hour to 42 minutes after Shkia, if you hold that Zman Chiyuv. So then you have to wait already to eat, to start the meal, you have to wait till after saying Kriya Shema. And the truth is that it's really a halacha psukha in Hilchas Kriya Shema. Like Yitzi pointed out very well, it's not only a halacha for early Shabbat, it's a nagei every day of the year. Aser lahaschal lechol chatzi shah samach l'kriya shma shalosh arvas. A person's not allowed to start his meal within a half hour of the chi of kriya shma. You're not allowed to start. You have to wait to say kriya shma. That's the shulchan aruch. The Taz, however, argues. The Taz says that since you said kriya shma after plag, it's fine, you could sit down to eat the meal, and it's okay, you don't have to wait to say Kriya Shema. The Taz argues, and the Taz, the Shulchan Aruch, says you have to wait a half hour. The Taz says, no, you don't have to wait a half hour. And it's fine, you could sit down to eat a meal, whether for early Shabbos, the middle of the week, even if it's a half hour within the time frame of the Chi of Kriya Shema, you don't have to wait. The Mishnah Brura says that even though the Taz argues, most Poskim hold like the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch says that within a half hour time frame, one should yes wait. Within a half hour, one should yes wait to say Kriya Shema. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So let's move back now to making an early Shabbos. You made an early Shabbos, but you did it with the later plag. Not such an early Shabbos. And by the time you came home, it's already a half hour within the time. So what should you do? It's a machlokes Taz and Magen Avraham. If you're allowed to start the Suda, or you have to wait another half hour.
What's the Taz say?
The Taz says that you don't have to wait. The Shulchan Aruch says you have to wait a half hour. The Taz says you don't have to wait. And he says you only have to wait by a mitzvah that if it's such a short period of time, like they give an example, mincha, these are less, you're tied up. If it's close to the Shkia, you shouldn't sit down a half hour. You shouldn't sit because you're gonna miss it. But Meir, it's fine. Kriya Shema, you could say later. And he says also, since you said Kriya Shema after plag, you don't have to repeat Kriya Shema within the half hour. You could sit down to eat. So what do you do? These are machlekes, a clear machlekes Taz and Magen Avraham, which is very negate. You come Friday night, for some reason it's 15 minutes, it's within a half hour of this man Kriya Shema. What do you do? So the Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Shabbos says, L'tchatchilo, one should wait. One should wait to start a Suda within that half hour. You should wait to say Kriya Shema. Bizman, and then afterwards start. Says the Mishnah Brura, Miu Hanoyig Lahakol Bizet Ein Limchas Beyadai. If somebody wants to be Mekel, he's hungry, he made an early Shabbos for a purpose, it shouldn't get so late. So you could be Mekel and you could start the Suda, and then after the Suda, afterwards, that's when you'll say Kriya Shema. You could be Mekel. But a very important thing, this is very important. Even though we're speaking and we're saying that these are shita, that you were yoytze Kriya Shema after plag, that's very important, the Mishnah Brura says, but that's for sure that you can't rely on that not to repeat Kriya Shema. You definitely have to repeat Kriya Shema. You cannot rely on the shita that says that after plag is already night to be yoytze Kriya Shema. You definitely have to repeat Kriya Shema. However, you could rely on what we said, the Taz, that says that you can say Kriya Shema afterwards, that you don't have to wait.
Are you only yotze if you're made to do that every single day?
We'll get to that in a second. Very good, Rav Shlomi Yosef.
As far as being yotze Kriya Shema.
We'll get to that in a second. Another tzad l'hachma. We'll get to the mamash in a second. Very good. The Mishnah Brura back in Hilchas Kriya Shema says that even though I told you that within a half hour you could be mekel, but if it's already the Zman Kriya Shema Shal Arvis, then already you shouldn't sit down to eat. If it's the Zman, then you shouldn't sit down to eat. Which this is very negeya every single Shabbos of the year, maybe even every Mairiv, but every Shabbos, let's say your shul davens 20 minutes after Shkia. You come home, and it's 45 minutes after Shkia, and your Zman is, it's already night, is a Chiv Kriya Shema. So then already, you should make sure to say Kriya Shema before you start your meal. If it's within a half hour, so then you can rely on the Taz that you don't have to say Kriya Shema now, you could say it later. Of course, to say it later, but you don't have to say it now, you could say it later. But if it's already the Zman Chivas Kriya Shema, then already you should for sure say Kriya Shema and only afterwards sit down to your Suda or to your supper. Another Tzad to be Machmer, at least a half hour, at least like we're saying now, at the time of Kriya Shema, to be machmer, to say Kriya Shema, then start the Suda, we saw the Taz. The Taz says, yes, no problem. The Taz says, you could start your Suda and say afterwards. What's the makom to be machmer? Says the Sharetzion. What is the Magen Avraham's issue with the davening early after plag and with the Kriya Shema? What's the problem? What's the issue with the plag, with the Kriya Shema of earlier? The problem is that you yourself, any day of the week, you don't daven plag. There are those that daven plag. They have a minyan here every single day of the year, plag during the week also. There are those that daven plag. But you don't daven plag during the week. Why don't you daven plag? Because you go with the shita that it's still a day. You don't go with shita Rabbi Yehuda. You hold it after plag, it's still a day. Ben Hashmasha starts after shkia. Told shkia, it's still a day. So that's why you don't daven ma'ariv after plag. Elamai what? Why are you making early Shabbos? Why are you making early Shabbos? It's still day. The teretz is, these are mitzvah to be moisev mechoyla lakodesh. You should be moisev, make Shabbos earlier. And since these are mitzvah to make Shabbos earlier, you're allowed to daven ma'ariv even when it's day. If that's the case, you're allowed to daven ma'ariv even when it's day. If that's the case, so you daven ma'ariv. You daven ma'ariv when it's day. You're allowed to because you want to make Shabbos early, but it's still day. If it's still day, you most definitely have to say over Kriya Shema. So if you have to say over Kriya Shema, one should at least be makbet to say over Kriya Shema when it's already the time. That means if you finished ma'ariv until you get to sit down to the meal, it's already Zman Kriya Shema, one should be makbet on saying Kriya Shema. Within a half hour, it's good to be machmer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you can be mekel. Hanoyeg lahakul b'zein limchas b'yadai. But once it's already this man, then a person should be makvid. Miu hanoyeg lahakul b'zeh. That means to do within the half hour. Ein limchas b'yadai. The yeshal milis ma'ach he can be saimach. Like I said, the Mishnah Berurah, however, brings in Hilchas Kriya Shema that even though you can be saimach within a half hour, if it's the time of Kriya Shema, then already you should really not be mekel like the Taz, and you should really say Kriya Shema.
The
So there isn't really a shear. I mean, these are shear, not early in a plaque, but you could do more. You write taka, that's the shear, but you could do more. And if you could do more, up until when the earliest you could do is plaque. But you could do it even though it's day.
Of course, if you live in himself, would you have to say over Kishma every day? Well, let's say you're doing himself, Gavin.
We'll get into it in a future shear. If not, we'll discuss it. It's a very big nidun in Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda himself, what is it called? Laila lagabe what? That's a big shaila. He also agrees he's a zman shkia. We'll try to speak about it here or we'll discuss it afterwards. So far we spoke about that if somebody makes early Shabbos, you most definitely have to say over Kriya Shema, and it's just a question of when to say over the Kriya Shema, but you have to say over Kriya Shema. What happens? A person makes early Shabbos every week. One week, he didn't make an early Shabbos, whether if he was running late, whether if he has a simcha, he went to his parents, his in-laws, his children, and he wasn't making an early Shabbos. So technically, if you're not making an early Shabbos, so you're back on regular schedule, and v'meila, you have the Kriya Shema, you don't have to repeat Kriya Shema. Let me share with you a Moir de Gevir Halacha, which would come out that it's not so simple. You might even have to repeat Kriya Shema in such a case, even if you davened Ma'ariv in a regular time. Why? In Hilchas Kriya Shema, these are machloikis, which is a machloikis back to the Gemara Rishonim, is machloikis of mitzvah srichas kavana, mitzvah ein srichas kavana. Every mitzvah may rise if you have to have kavana or not. Of course, l'tchatchilu you have to have kavana, but if you don't have kavana, you're yoitzer or not. That means liyikuva, and the Shulchan Aruch says yeshayim ein mitzvah tzrichas kavana veyeshayim tzrichas kavana. Says the Shulchan Aruch v'chein alocha that it's you need kavana by deraisa mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Says the Chayy Adam. The Chayy Adam says, when do we say that mitzvah tzrichas kavana? And if you don't have kavana, it's ma'akiv. That's if somebody's blowing shofar. He's learning how to blow shofar. He's takeah l'shir or l'islamid. So you're ahead, you're doing it in a way not for the mitzvah. A person's practicing reading Ivra, and when he says Kriya Shema, he's practicing how to read. He's not saying it for the mitzvah. Over the year, if you weren't machaven, you're not yoitza. Mitzvah shvichas kavana. You weren't yoitza. But let's say you're holding Rosh Hashanah by the bima, and the Baal Takeh is wearing a kittel, and he makes the brachas and he blows. Over the year, even if you forgot, even though they made an announcement, Yeshiva Mechavan with the brachas and the mitzvah, even if you forgot, you're still yoitza. A person says Kriya Shema, he's a middle davening Mayriv. He said the first two brachas and then he says Kriya Shema. Says the Chai Adam, it's muchrach from what you're doing that you're doing it for the mitzvah. A person doesn't just get up to the Bima Rosh Hashanah and blow shofar. A person's davening Mayriv. Why are you saying Kriya Shema? You're saying Kriya Shema for the mitzvah. So male, even if you weren't Mechavan, you're yoitza. B'diavad. You could rely on it, but the evid. Says the Bir Halacha that if somebody davens, he's not talking about early Shabbos, but says the Bir Halacha, if somebody davens early, let's say a regular every day, every Shabbos, he davens every day by the Shkia Minyan, or every Shabbos he davens, a Shul davens early, 20 minutes after Shkia, too early for Kriya Shema. One week, somebody gave a drasha, the Rav spoke, and the Mayriv got pushed off late, and it ended up being that the Mayriv was in time that you were Yoitza Kriya Shema. Says the Bir Halacha, if you weren't Mechavan then for Kriya Shema, for the mitzvah, you have to repeat Kriya Shema. Why? Why do you have to repeat Kriya Shema? Because it's not Muchrach from what you're doing that you're doing it for the mitzvah. Why is it not Muchrach? Because every day or every Shabbos, you say you daven Mayriv early and you're saying Kriya Shema, it's not for the mitzvah. So that Kriya Shema, that Friday night, or every day of the year, even though you ran late, the Rav spoke late, and therefore your Kriya Shema shal shach, your Kriya Shema ended up being on time. If you weren't Mechavan, you don't have Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana. That's Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana. If you weren't Mechavan, of course if you were Mechavan, that's perfect, that's the best. That's the Tchatchil. You should always be Mechavan. Every night you daven Ma'ariv, when you say Kriya Shema, you should be Mechavan. But the Chai Adam says, if you weren't Mechavan, it's B'diyevet, it's okay, because it's Mucharach of what you're doing. So let's tune back now to Erev Shabbos. Just a second, Erev Shia. One second. Let's just get back now to making an early Shabbos. If a person every week makes early Shabbos, every day of the year and every Shabbos he davens late, and Mamela, if he's not Mechavan, it's okay. He's Yoitza with the Chai Adam. He makes an early Shabbos every week. Every single week he makes an early Shabbos. Comes now one week and he didn't make an early Shabbos, so it would come out that it's not Muchrach from what he's davening late. It's not Muchrach that he's saying Kriya Shema, even though it's true during the week he does, or in the winter Shabbosim he does. But Lamaisa now, for the 6 months, if he starts from Pesach, or whenever he does early Shabbos, for all these weeks, what he does is he makes early Shabbos, which is not Yoitza Kriya Shema. So if he's not Yoitza Kriya Shema, even if he does 1 week, he's not going to be Yoitza, and he should repeat Kriya Shema after davening, or when the Zman is. You're right, the Bialacha doesn't speak about this case of early Shabbos, but he says somebody who's noyik to daven early. You say because
is this Yesh Lachalik in the last thing. Since he davens always late, you could say that this one that Erev Shabbos is not today. This that Shabbos, that one Shabbos should be different. Maybe he's nigged after. It's usually time that he davens during the week.
I hear. We'll discuss more about it. I hear. Now, these are shayla like this. We said that a person is mechuyev a Kriya Shema to say over Kriya Shema. So he couldn't say let oichol miyad. We're talking about that he started the meal, whether if he was mamash makbid and it was a full half hour before, it was an hour before you make an early Shabbos, you could mamash be extremely early. You could even be almost benching early. We'll speak about it. But you started the meal, and it was way before the Zman. Comes now at the end of the meal by benching. You're ready to bench. And by then already, it's the Zman Kriya Shema. By then it's the Zman Kriya Shema. So you have two mitzvahs to do. Two mitzvahs deraisa. You have the mitzvah Birchas Hamazon, which is a deraisa. The Baruch Birchas Hamazon is deraisa. And you have also Kriya Shema Shalar, which is deraisa. So which of the two should you do first? Should you do Kriya Shema first, or should you do Kriya Shema Berachas Hamazon or Kriya Shema, which one should you do first? Says the Shagas Arya that you should say Kriya Shema first. In other words, before you bench, you should say Kriya Shema. Why should you say Kriya Shema first? So he says, since we have a klal, Tadir v'she'inoi Tadir kaidim, Berachas Kriya Shema is a Tadir. It's twice a day, or at least once a day, but even twice a day, you have the mitzvahs Kriya Shema. And benching, even though benching, you might tell me and say that benching, some people eat three times, wash three times a meal, three times a day, they wash and they bench. So l'chayra, that would override, it would be more of a tadr. You're benching more times than you say Kriya Shema. So, no, I mean, I don't know how many people wash now three times a day, but if you wash three times a day.
Consistently, you consistently say Kriya Shema twice a day.
What do you mean consistently?
It's not kavua, so you don't have to.
Oh, very good.
So
you don't have to. Very good. You don't have to. Says the Shagasari, that's what you're going to say also? You don't have to. Very good. Very good. You don't have to. He calls it a tadr hamotzi. Means you can wash three times a day. It's motzi. You end up benching and doing the mitzvah, but you're not mechuyev to do the mitzvah. You're not mechuyev. So the Neila, so he says it's a tadr. You bench more times in the mitzvah, benching more than Kriya Shema, but he calls it a tadr hamotzi. But it's not tadr chayva. Kriya Shema, you mechuyev to do Kriya Shema. So maybe look, Kriya Shema is more. We're going to go to benching. What did it say? Very good. And Shabbos is also a chiyev. And he speaks about a very good yetzi. And he says, you're going to tell me, we're talking about Friday night, he's a chiyev to eat a suda. Now, how do you know he's a chiyev? Because if you forget to say, let's say you have to bench over, Avadid, he's a chiyev suda and a chiyev to bench.
Throughout the year, Kriya Shema is
Very good, very good. If you add up, Gvaldik, if you add up all the Chiyav, all the Kriya Shemas of the year, it's at least once a day or twice a day. And benchings, you have twice a week, with Yom Tov a little more. So right there, the Kriya Shema is more tadda than benching. So therefore, you didn't say Kriya Shema yet before the Suda, you ate the Suda, and you're holding by benching, and by benching it's already Vade Laila, and you mechuyev the Kriya Shema. So maybe you should say Kriya Shema first, and then afterwards you should bench.
What do you do with the donuts?
What do you do with Svira? But it's Chanukah, Bez Hashem, we'll get to that. We're trying to go on a regular, on a timely, something timely. However, you're asking good about Chanukah. I want to discuss something that was negeya 2 weeks ago and something that's going to be negeya in 2 weeks. It's negeya davening lav dafka Kriya Shema. What's the halacha? Rosh Chodesh. We understand we're davening Ma'ariv now. We're talking about tefillah with Kriya Shema. You daven Ma'ariv early. In 2 weeks from now, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Rosh Chodesh Tammuz falls out on Shabbos. And therefore, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz is on Shabbos, and you make an early Shabbos, you're davening Ma'ariv still Friday afternoon. So what do you do about Yalav V'Yavai? It's not only Negeya on making early Shabbos. Over here, they have a minyan every single day of the year to daven plag. So any Rosh Chodesh, you're davening Ma'ariv on a Tuesday, Rosh Chodesh is Wednesday, so do you say Yalav V'Yavai or not? And I also want to tell you, it's Negeya. The past Rosh Chodesh, that was Friday. That would be the same Shiloh. The past Rosh Chodesh was Friday. And you're davening Ma'ariv when you made an early Shabbos. So it's still Friday. It's still Rosh Chodesh. Do you say Yal of Yavai? In other words, by Ma'ariv. By Ma'ariv. Do you say Yal of Yavai by Ma'ariv?
Well, benching also, benching with his man.
No, if you bench with... We'll handle benching. It's a good Shiloh because we'll see. We're not going to cover now benching. But let's say the case of benching. Benching has its own shear also. It's negay all the time. You wash by day and then by night comes the Yalav V'Yavai. That's a separate shmooze for itself. Yeah, for sure. The question is both tarta. The sasri, that's its own shmooze. But the question over here is what to do. In 2 weeks around from now, if you make an early Shabbos, you're davening Meir Friday afternoon. Rosh Chodesh is first Friday night. Do you say Yalav V'Yavai or not?
Could you be Meisik on Rosh Chodesh?
Could you? Oh, That's the shaila. Could you be moisif, meaning to say it's you're really davening ma'ariv by not? You're really davening ma'ariv by day.
By being moisif on Shabbos, you're being moisif on the day. It's now Shabbos.
So we're going to speak about that. We're going to go in.
Shabbos is Kedusha Shabbos.
You can't count. I can't count.
Part of the sasri to say with the alvi yovei.
It's a kedusha. It's not the day yet.
No, Rebbe Elio, it's not. What do we mean, part of the Sasri? No, we're talking about, let's go now in the case of part of the Sasri. Let's see, in 2 weeks, Friday night is Rosh Chodesh. You're davening Meirovitz day, but it's not Rosh Chodesh yet. Could you or should you say Yal Viyavoy during the day before it's Rosh Chodesh? No, say Friday night, you're going to say Ritzay and Yal Viyavoy. Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos. Yeah, you're right. I brought the case of last time. Let's say the case of this coming Rosh Chodesh is going to be the Rosh Chodesh is Friday night. So you say Yal Viyavoy. What say?
Don't say Yal Viyavoy.
I'm not going. Let's go not in a case of Tarta Desasri, a very neat case. In 2 weeks from now, Rosh Chodesh is Friday night. You're davening Meirov of a Friday night. Should you say Yal Viyavoy?
How can you not?
What?
Don't say Yal Viyavoy. It's not Rosh Chodesh.
You're saying the Tarta Desasri should be Machayev to say Yal Viyavoy. I hear Klar Desvara. It's still interesting, but Lamaisa is good. You're saying it's not Makav. But even though it's tired to the Sasri, he's still a little bit of an issue. It's still not night. It's not night. Right? It's not night. If what?
If a father makes early Shabbos and the kid's born after that, it's fine.
You're asking a good question. That's a night koil shaila. But however, the Shulchan Aruch, I happen to have this open. No, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's a good shaila. Ein dover zeh toli b'tfila. Ain't davar that tall b'tefillin mispalum aboyd yoyim loyla hakav loyla hachma hilchas mila shulchan aruch. It's not tall. You could not make an early Shabbos and then the baby was born. The bris is going to be Friday. Anyways, just to conclude, what's the halacha about yal of the yavai? So these are shulchan aruch. I just before going into halacha, the oilim started handling: is it night? Is it Shabbos? We'll try to get into that. Also, how much the early Shabbos accomplishes to make it actual night, actual Shabbos? Is it only Lagabi Shabbos? But I want to share with you a Moir de Galach and Hilchas Purim. The Shulchan Aruch says, you spoke about Hanukkah, now we'll speak about Purim. Very good. The Shulchan Aruch says that the mitzvah is a din to say Ala Nisim Balailu Bayoyim. As I talk to Shulchan Aruch, you say Ala Nisim Purim by night and by day. Says the Mishnah Brura, even if you daven and hiktim l'spal arvis before say Sekechavim, you daven Meir of Purim, you want to get a head start with Purim and you daven Meir of early. Even if you daven Meir of early, you talk to Mishnah Brura, you should still say Ala Nisim. Says the Shaar HaTzion, why do you say, how do I know this then? The Mishnah Berurah says, Niru Lani Estaiti, I'm being machadish this. I see they bring it to Maril, the Mate Moshe, but the Mishnah Berurah says, Niru Lani Estaiti, be machadish, that you can say Al Anisim, even if you daven Meirav early. Why? Because when the Halacha speaks about davening Meirav early, the Halacha doesn't speak out about Yal V'Yavoy, that if you daven early, you shouldn't say Yal V'Yavoy. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Muchrach, you don't say Yal V'Yavoy, Muchrach, why don't you say Yal V'Yavoy? Muchrach, that if you daven early, you could still say Yal V'Yavoy. It's a Hechrach. And the Halacha of saying you're allowed to daven early doesn't say, but if you daven early, don't say Yal V'Yavoy. That's a Chais, you're allowed to say Yal V'Yavoy. And he says the reason is, Elavadai, this is the Lashon of the Shaar HaTzion, Elavadai, maybe the Mishnah, the Shaar HaTzion, Elavadai, D'chashvina le'inyin tefila l'layla. We consider it that it's called night, we consider it night. So Mameila, they gave this Shaila, if a person in 2 weeks from now is going to daven early Shabbos, and it's going to come Meiriv, Avadai, the Halacha is, you say Yal V'Yavai. So to sum it up, if a person davens early and it's not yet within a half hour of Zman Kriya Shema, you can for sure start the Suda. Within a half hour, one should rather be Machmer. But once it's already the Zman Kriya Shema, then you should for sure say Kriya Shema. If you started early enough and it's not Bechlal the Zman, or you started, whenever you started, and then by benching came the Zman Kriya Shema, there we saw the Halacha is that Kriya Shema comes first and then goes Berachas Hamazon. Chavez.
You have the same question with Yalav Yavai, but what about over here when they daven Meirav by Klar?
Exactly. This is Klar.
Oh, I was saying,